Hi, this is Daniel Jalkin.
And this is Manton Reese.
And this is Core Intuition. I just start building it. This week's show is brought to you by Linode. Manton, the parade has begun. It is episode number 300.
Woohoo!
Where's my parade? Wow, that's one of those numbers of podcasts that if you make them that many, then you really can't deny that you kind of might be doing a podcast.
So it's funny, if we did this show every week, which we do now, but if a podcast started today and did a show every week, it takes, 5 years to reach 300. It took us 9 years.
Mm.
So doesn't really mean anything except that we weren't weekly at the beginning. We were like once a month or every few months sometimes. So it's taken us a little bit longer to reach 300. We accelerated to the finish line.
We've always been a little slow. We've always been a little slower than the competition.
Yeah. And I shouldn't have said finish line. This is not this is not the end of the podcast.
This is it, folks.
This is just a milestone. In fact, it's not the end. It's a beginning. We're announcing something new today.
There's one more thing.
We've been wanting for a while to do memberships where people can support the podcast directly. And we're launching that today. The thing that I'm excited about is it's an opportunity to try something new. We rarely try something new with the podcast because we had a pretty good structure and format that's worked for 9 years. And we like it, and we like to be consistent so people know what to expect. I think it's going to be fun to try something new. And as part of this, it's a paid membership. You can join the podcast and support it directly. And you get stuff. And one of the things you get is we're going to have another podcast. You ready for this, Daniel?
Just podcasts all the way down.
Another podcast.
We should have something really, we should call it something really creative. Like Daniel and Manton 2.
Core Intuition, the sequel. It is called Extra Intuition is the name we came up with, which I like. I don't know how you're feeling about that now. That it's
I think that it is a perfect name for the spirit of what we are offering, which is very literally extra stuff that doesn't fit into Core Intuition, either because of the format, it doesn't seem like appropriate to the format, or because it's sort of like, who knows, maybe we'll talk about things sometimes that are, you know, we try to be pretty personal on this show about things that pertain to indie development. Like, you know, I'm always like going into my feelings about why I haven't shipped Marzette at 4 yet. And Manton, of course, goes into lots of the dynamics that have informed his decisions, making products, canceling products, joining social networks, quitting social networks, starting social networks. And we try not to shy away from personal stuff as it pertains to indie software development. But, you know, there's just not really a place for some of the things that we end up wanting to talk about. And some of them still technically related. But, for example, for our first episode of Extra Intuition, we will be talking about the foundation story, the sort of origin story of Core Intuition. So it's something that I think we would both feel kind of like, we don't want to go into a lot of detail about that on the main show, but it's kind of fun to look back at that and think back to those early days.
Yeah, I think that the Extra Intuition will be a mix of like those kind of episodes that are, they're kind of timeless in a way. Like we're looking back 9 years, you know, between 10, 9, 8 years, kind of that era, talking about that era. And it's not like a current event. It's not like news. It's not like about the Apple keynote. We'll have some of that, I think. And then we'll also have topical stuff. And like you said, things that are related to tech or even not related to tech in some cases. Hopefully that's a good place for guests. We don't have one booked. We're not promising anything. But like just experiment with different things on that show and show another side of the things that we're working on. And I'm looking forward to that. I love doing Core Intuition, but I'm also looking forward to having something that's part of Core Intuition, but that's also kind of separate and special for people who want to support the show.
And the other aspect of this, you know, from an indie point of view, is this is just another example of us walking the walk, sort of trying to make ends meet with indie pursuits. And this show has always been an indie pursuit for years and years and years. It didn't make ends meet because we didn't have any ads. We didn't have any income from it. And then we sort of turned a corner when we started having sponsorships on the show, and that has been awesome. But it also feels like sometimes kind of tentative. Like, we don't want to be like, we don't want the only reason for us to do the show be that we were able to book sponsors. Mm-hmm. So I think it appeals to both Manton and I, the idea that we give our listeners the opportunity, chip in a little bit of money. It's a way of saying, hey, we support you guys. And we just like the idea of having something to give back. And for now, it's these super special, secret, extra intuition podcast episodes. And down the line, who knows what we can do? I'm keeping my mind open. And one of the other things, though, we are going to be offering folks is a private channel in the Slack team. So it's a little thing, and I don't want it to seem elitist at all. I don't want anybody who chooses not to support us to feel like they're being left out or missing anything, except for you are.
But they are missing something.
but the thing is, you know, I think it'll be a place for members to, you know, it's going to be the hardcore, like, you know, core intuition support crew that's going to be chatting about the Extra Intuition podcast, maybe giving us ideas for things that they think we could do on the show. Who knows? We're sort of like this. If you haven't noticed, Manton and I sort of try to do the indie developer thing where you let something go, you let something fly and see how it goes. And that's how it worked with the Core Intuition Jobs Board, which was, you know, by many measures a success. And then it just sort of didn't meet our expectations in the long run. So we decided to shut that down. And this is sort of our next effort. So
yeah, and in a lot of ways, like, shutting the Core Intuition Jobs site down had to happen for this to happen, I think. Mm-hmm. We've thought and talked about other kind of offshoots for Core Intuition and even started down a path that in some cases we didn't continue with. And you can only do so many of those things. And this feels right. This feels a lot better in some ways than the job site because it's member supported. It fits the podcast better. Yeah, I don't know. Anytime you can create something that people like and they pay for, that's a good feeling, I think. And the Slack channel, the private Slack channel, is really, when you think about it, it just makes sense to have a place to talk about the extra podcast because you could talk about it in the regular Slack channels, but then a lot of people won't know what you're talking about. It just kind of makes sense. It seems like a good natural fit to have the secret podcast and the secret Slack channel. They just complement each other.
Yep. So it was kind of a fun challenge for us putting together this, the infrastructure for this. We ended up adding a service to our Core Intuition blog site, the thing that hosts our podcast and shows the show notes for everything. And the way it will work is if you choose to support to be a member, you go to coreint.org/membership and choose a subscription plan. And it's going to basically give you an account on our server. And it gives you access to extra stuff. And so far, we know that's going to be the Extra Intuition podcast. It was kind of fun for us putting it together because we got to, you know, do some cool stuff that Memberful, credit to them, makes easy. Like, you can use Apple Pay to subscribe. So that was kind of like one of those high five, like, we're doing that cool Apple nerd thing, right? Means if you're listening to this on your iPhone or something and you wanted to just go quickly do that, sign up, support us, you could even go there and do it with your... Most of you with your thumbprint, but some of you with your face ID, I bet.
Almost. a couple secret people that have access to the new phone. It's really easy. I'm really happy with the way that works. You could subscribe in like 10 seconds, probably, enter your name, do your fingerprint. I've been wanting to do Apple Pay on micro.blog for a long time, and this has really inspired me to bump up the priority on that because it's just so convenient.
Yeah, I'm also, this is one of those great examples too from like an indie point of view. Like, am I wasting my time like working on all this support infrastructure for, podcast when I'm supposed to be an indie developer? And it's like, oh, well, I'm actually learning quite a bit about things I want to do on my software site too. So Apple Pay support is definitely one of those. And I want to give a shout out to Stripe too because, it's Stripe that is actually supporting the Memberful Apple Pay support. And the way Stripe handles this is really pretty impressive. Like, if you have a website and you want to drop an Apple Pay button on it, then Stripe makes it pretty darned easy. Like, it's literally just JavaScript you include in your page, and it wires right up to Stripe, and they make the whole thing work with Apple of like authenticating your domain. And, you know, you have to do a little setup. You have to put this like secret little token file on your site to prove that you're authorizing it. But I have to say, Stripe, I've been really impressed with Stripe and really impressed with Memberful, the way Memberful in turn packages that. And stuff that, you know, folks out there, if you're trying to add support for Apple Pay, I really encourage you to consider looking at that Stripe support, because it's hard for me to imagine it being made any easier than what they've done.
Yeah, that's really great. So, Daniel, someone wants to subscribe. They want to support the show. Click over corrent.org/membership. They do Apple Pay or enter the credit card. They're subscribed. Then what happens? So we have a special feed that you can paste in to your favorite podcast app. And maybe we'll put a couple links in there too to directly subscribe in apps like Overcast. I think we can do that. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you get the special podcast feed.
Yep. It should be pretty self-explanatory. If you sign up, we're going to redirect you to a page that's basically you're inside the loop. And, you know, of course we may make some beginner mistakes, but if anything happens that feels like it's not right, of course, just let us know. So we're not trying to rip anybody off. It's just probably a mistake we made. I have high confidence in those of our listeners who are going to go support us, that they're going to be forgiving if we've made any launch day mistakes. But I'm really excited to see how this works and how our audience responds to this opportunity. I guess I would say, hey, if you can afford it and you want to throw us some, you know, small amount of money a month to help support what we do here, we would obviously really appreciate it. And we're not going to make a big point out of nagging about it all the time on the show. Yeah. This is sort of an exception. We're excited. We're excited to get going on this. It's kind of fun already to start working on the extra bonus material. And I think it's going to be, I think it's going to benefit the main show a lot too, because it's kind of like already energizing my interest in, you know, types of things we talk about. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that.
And the first episode of Extra Intuition has already been recorded. It's about half an hour. And so as soon as you subscribe, you'll get the first episode. And then we'll go from there. And looking forward to people's feedback. I don't feel like we're really breaking new ground on this exactly. Like, the pricing we have is the same, basically, as like supporting a show on Relay FM. Or like, I subscribe to Club Mac Stories. I subscribe to Six Colors. All kind of the same model. Most of those are using Memberful as well. So kind of inspired by what some of those folks are doing. And we hope it'll work for Corrent Tuition too.
All right, folks, we are glad to have back sponsoring our show, Linode. If you need a Linux box to host a website, a private Git repository, or maybe to serve as the backend for your iOS app, consider Linode Cloud Hosting. With Linode, you can get a server running in under a minute. They've been doing infrastructure as a service since 2003, and their plans start at the 1 gigabyte level for only $5 a month. Linode's 10 global data centers are equipped with industry-leading data center-grade SSDs, and their plans range from the low $5 a month plan up to higher memory plans starting at 16 gigabytes. All of this comes with the full control you expect from a VM, supporting Docker containers, encrypted disks, VPNs, etc. They also offer 24/7 friendly support, even on holidays. Add to all that, they offer a special promo code for our listeners, CoreInt2017. That's CoreInt2017. That will give you a $20 credit, effectively equivalent to 4 free months at the entry-level price. So go to linode.com/coreint and learn what Linode can do for you. Thanks to Linode for sponsoring the show.
Yeah, of course, I'm a big fan of Linode because I use it for micro.blog and other services that I run. And, you know, I got a question actually from a listener who was curious this week about how I use Linode and how I set things up. And I have a handful of servers, database servers. Redis for memory stuff. I've got web servers. I've got a handful of things. But at the simplest level, if people are looking to get started, the nice thing about Leonard is you don't have to worry about completely over planning for scaling, or you can just start really simple. Fire up a web server. If you want to add a load balancer in front of that, fire up one of those. They have great documentation for walking through setting up the basics that you need. Just guiding you through how to set up your server, how to lock it down, make sure it's secure, how to install the basics of web server stuff, database server stuff, whatever you need. And you can start really simply and inexpensively. And don't forget the discount. It's coupon Corent 2017. And you can learn more at leno.com/Corent. Thanks to Leno for sponsoring the show.
So, Manton, we, as we mentioned, we recorded the Extra Intuition, the first Extra Intuition show, and it was fun because we talked about those early days, including, when we first met each other at the C4 conference in Chicago. And that was just nice to think back to how great the community was around the Mac indie developer scene. And, you can get a little nostalgic. Boy, it was really great when a bunch of small conferences existed where people would just show up and meet and have fun and learn things. And then I think, oh wait, that's actually still happening. that's totally alive and well in the Mac and iOS realm today. And in fact, one of the great examples of such a conference is happening in Chicago. So this will be a kind of stroll down memory lane for you going to the Release Notes conference.
Yeah, so I'm going to be in Chicago next week, and this is, I think, the first time I've really been back seriously in Chicago since C4. I think I've briefly passed through or flown through, but I've never spent really significant time there since C4. And so it's going to be great to go back there. This is Release Notes' third year, but they were in Indianapolis the first 2 years. So they're shifting to Chicago and be out there for a few days. And I'm really excited about it. And yeah, it does feel like a natural evolution, kind of, these different conferences. Some, they're small indie conferences, a lot of times run by people in the community, and they come and go. C4 only lasted, I think, 3 or 4 years. Singleton, which we both loved in Montreal, only lasted a few years. Hopefully Release Notes will be with us for a little while, but these conferences kind of come and go, but they provide that snapshot, that kind of capturing something, people meeting face to face, that I really love.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because speaking of all these little conferences, another one, of course, Swift by Northwest, is the sort of the evolution of CocoConf, right? So Swift by Northwest is happening in Seattle in, when is it, October 27th, so it's also coming up pretty soon. And the reason it comes to mind in particular, based on what you just said, we're talking about all this value of community, and how great it is that we have all these different small sort of like really social environments to learn and meet people in. And a longtime Apple developer, Dave DeLong, actually just quit Apple. And one of the reasons, not reasons, I guess, for quitting, but one of the advantages of leaving Apple for him is, he's, he's been working at Apple for 7 years and hasn't been able to speak at conferences and hasn't been able to work on his own indie projects and stuff like that. And so I just, it came to mind as we were talking that he just announced, actually, he announced like on the same day that he's quitting Apple that he's going to be speaking at that Swift by Northwest.
Nice.
So kind of like an example of somebody emerging from emerging from the radio free lockdown of Apple to really rejoin the community. And it's a funny thing, because I met Dave DeLong for the first time because we were both speaking at a conference in LA, the Mac Tech conference.
All right.
And so just another example of a sort of a friendship that wouldn't exist without these small time conferences. And so I think, we've talked about this before when we discussed, especially when we discussed WWDC, but gee, these small time conferences are really part of the fabric of the community. And if you have a chance to go to any of them, it's great how they're all over the place now. But if you're in the Chicago area, you might have a chance to meet the famous Manton Reese next week. Yeah.
Well, tickets have been sold out for a while, but hopefully some of our listeners already have tickets and are going to go. And yeah, I'll see you there. I mean, at the conference, I don't know how many attendees, but I think they're usually 100, you know, plus people. And so it's small enough where it's easy to run into people and or seek someone out if you want to say hi. So please do that if you're in Chicago. And, you know, I mentioned a couple weeks ago trying to wrap things up before leaving, and I'm still doing that. I'm working on Mac software, which is shocking to you and everyone.
shocking, you mean threatening.
Threatening. Yeah. We'll have to follow up on that a little bit, because I said that I wasn't gonna like do some things that Mars Edit does, like post to WordPress in the first version. I may be crawling back from that opinion a little, because like when I'm using the app, I'm like, wait a minute, why can't I post to my own blog from the app I just wrote? So we'll have to follow up on. There may be a little more competition than I I admitted last week. We'll have to see how it shakes out.
Hold on, I'm busy. I'm registering micro.mars here. I've got to get into this big burgeoning microblogging market.
Yeah. You know, it's like you work on an app and sometimes you don't know, at least for me. I mean, I don't spend months wireframing the app and planning it and having a committee that I work with to design it and get user feedback. I'm indie and I like working on my own thing because I can just start building an app and I think about it a lot and I design it, but then at some point I just start building it. And because that's my process, I don't know when I start the Xcode project what the final feature set is going to be. I think I know what it's going to look like, but I don't really know. And when you actually get your app to the point where it runs and it builds and it has features, then you know, okay, what's missing.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the favorite things for me about building my own software is being as critical as I am about apps and about how they work. I just love my own apps because I have a direct, I have an in with the developer that is, you know, cannot be beat. So it's really, you know how frustrating it is when you use an app and you're like, this thing is like almost perfect. I just wish I could tweak this one little thing. And sometimes that's a benefit of making your own apps, and you can just do that. And sometimes I catch myself being like, why didn't I just do this a long time ago? Why didn't I just add this feature? Why didn't I add a microblogging server to Red Sweater so that I could easily accommodate all of the Twitter type posting that people want to do and crush that micro.blog service?
Hey, I linked to Mars Edit. Why are you going after me?
I will link to micro.blog. It'll say on my site, micro.mars is a replacement for micro.blog, with a link to micro.blog.
That's funny. Now,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it would be funny if .mars was actually a top-level domain. It might be, for all we know. There's so many crazy .coffee, .whatever.
Yeah, should be. Oh, look, it says, I just Googled it, and it says NASA secures .moon and .mars.
Oh, nice.
This is from way back in 2009.
Wow, that's super early for crazy top-level domains. So step one, get a job at NASA. Step two, ship Mars Edit 4. Now you got some work cut out for you.
I folks, if you didn't hear last week, we talked about our competition, so-called competition, and we really don't have any antagonism about it. It's just kind of fun to play it up a little bit. I'm really looking forward to Manton. Whenever anybody starts doing a blog, a full service or even a partial service blogging app for the Mac, I'm like, oh, thank goodness somebody's going to feel my pain. Like, come on, come here and let me show you a little something called XMLRPC.
Yes.
And I know plenty about it, Manton, but a lot of people come into it and they're just like, how hard could it be? And
wait, it's not JSON? What?
Right. Fortunately, nobody has quite made it look stunningly easy yet, but who knows? Maybe somebody will.
Yeah, I had a little bit of an advantage because I was very tuned into the blogging world when all of that stuff was emerging. So I was blogging and I was following XMLRPC and the original Blogger API and the stuff Dave Weiner was doing, stuff that Brent Simmons was working on. I was really tuned into it, but then years passed, and then getting back into it is a completely different story because I'm reminded of things that I forgot, and there's also nothing like actually getting in the trenches and actually coding all this stuff to remind you that, wow, this legacy applies for some of these technologies.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know, it's going to be fun. I'm here to help you, Manton, if I can help you. So get that app going. And I really maintain that we're going to have differing or overlapping audiences by nature. It's not going to be a big deal. We'll each sell a ton of our software and get rich and retire.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of nature of blog software, in a way, I think, can be very complementary. And you know, there's so many people that want to write on the internet. There's room for competition. There's room for a lot of different tools. And blogging software has always been a little bit open in that people move. People switch from Tumblr to micro.blog to hosted WordPress to, you know, people move around. They use different tools. They're not just locked into one thing. And that's part of the open web and part of why these standards matter.
Yeah, like most things that people really like, they have more than one tool for doing it. Like how many great guitarists do you know who have one guitar, right? How many watch enthusiasts do you know who have only one watch? So
sure.
It's a kind of thing.
Yeah, and even in the Twitter world, you know, even though the Twitter developer ecosystem is really kind of shut down, locked down, really kind of dampered from the way it was before, you still have stuff like the new Mac Twitterific 5.0 just shipped after being on Kickstarter and funding the new version. That just shipped. So you still see people trying a new Twitter app or going between Tweetbot and Twitterific on different platforms. And I think that there's no reason why blogging software shouldn't be the same way. I hope that a lot of people will check out micro.blog again because there's a Mac app. And I hope a lot of people will keep it running on their Mac all the time. But I know a lot of those people will switch between apps. Maybe they'll use Mars Edit for writing essays. Maybe they'll check out micro.blog sometimes or post short posts there. We'll just have to see.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to catching up with your progress on that in the coming weeks. And Mars Edit 4, we'll see what happens. Maybe 2018, 2019?
No. Soon.
Going to get on it.
Well, good luck wrapping that up. And I have a bunch to do before release notes. We'll see what our recording schedule is next week, but I'll probably record from Chicago next week. So by then, I will be able to talk a little bit about the conference and what the sessions were like there. And thanks, everyone, for supporting the show for so many years. Or if you're a new listener, welcome. And we're not going to spend every week going on and on about the new Extra Intuition podcast. We're not going to take every, you know, 5-minute break to pitch you on subscribing. But today, the 300th episode, we are doing that. And so I hope you check out the memberships. And of course, if you have any feedback, let us know.
And just to remind you, just to hammer that home as strongly as possible, if you do want to check it out, it's at coreint.org/membership. Pretty easy. Thanks so much for listening. And Manton, I'll catch up with you next week when you're in Chicago.
All right. See ya.